USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
Some of the packets are reportedly marked as containing jewelry and could display Chinese labeling. Attorney General Bill Barr says Democrats keep trying to discredit him, and he argues that President Trump has never interfered in how he deals with criminal cases. That's what Bill Barr is expected to say today in testimony before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A top National Guard official is expected to dispute White House officials over the administration's decision to forcefully clear protesters last month. CNN is reporting that D.C. Major Adam DeMarco will tell Congress today at a hearing the demonstrators near Lafayette Square were behaving peacefully. His account contradicts those of Attorney General Bill Barr and other administration officials. Democratic lawmakers say they have issues with the new GOP coronavirus stimulus bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it neglects food and rent assistance for Americans who are falling on hard times because of the coronavirus pandemic. And an eviction moratorium is also absent from the bill. That Republican relief bill also includes $1.7 billion for a new FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. Republican leaders declined to say if they backed the provision, saying you have to ask the administration why it was included. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some federal government workers are now filing claims because they say they got coronavirus on the job. And USA Radio's John Hunt has more on the story.
Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a COVID-19 outbreak is impacting the Oklahoma County Jail in Oklahoma City. As officials announced yesterday, 33 of its inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. And more than 500 inmates there have been placed in quarantine as a precaution. The county implemented new policies yesterday to ensure that no inmate is taken to the courthouse after testing positive for the virus or if they're even showing symptoms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.